अच्छा, उसके बाद ना हमारे पास दिया हुआ है कुशिंग सिंड्रोम। तो पहले तो ना हमें डिफरेंस पता होना चाहिए कि व्हाट इज़ द डिफरेंस बिटवीन द कुशिंग सिंड्रोम एंड द कुशिंग डिजीज़। तो जब वेन एवर देर इज़ एन इंक्रीज्ड इंडोजेनस प्रोडक्शन ऑफ द कॉर्टिसोल फ्रॉम द एड्रिनल कॉर्टेक्स, इट इज़ नोन एज द कुशिंग्स डिजीज़। बट वेन द कॉर्टिसोल लेवल इज़ इंक्रीज बिकॉज ऑफ द इंक्रीज स्टिमुलेशन फ्रॉम द पिट्यूटरी ग्लैंड थ्रू द ACTH बिकॉज ऑफ पिट्यूटरी ट्यूमर और हाइपर सिक्रेशन ऑफ द ACTH फ्रॉम द एड्रिनोकॉर्टिकल ट्यूमर और फ्रॉम द एनी एक्टॉपिक ट्यूमर प्रोड्यूसिंग ACTH, देन इट इज़ नोन एज द कुशिंग सिंड्रोम। द कुशिंग सिंड्रोम में ऑल्सो अकर बिकॉज ऑफ द एक्सोजेनस इनटेक ऑफ द ग्लूकोकॉर्टिकॉइड्स और द कॉर्टिकॉइड्स मीन्स स्टीरॉइड्स। So all of these factors can lead to Cushingoid features, and one of those clinical features is the cutaneous manifestation which presents itself in the form of a diffuse hyperpigmentation similar as seen as the Addison's disease. So in this this type of the pigmentation is seen only 10% of the patients with the Cushing syndrome, not in all. It is caused by the increased secretion of the ACTH associated with the increased secretion of the beta MSH from the pituitary, which causes the stimulation of the melanocytes. In some of the patients, after the adrenalectomy, there is a progressive hypermelanosis, obviously because there will be a lack of negative feedback inhibition and hence increasing secretion of the ACTH and beta MSH in the patients, even when there is adequate hormonal replacement therapy. Along with this, there are some of the patients of the Nelson syndrome which show marked hypermelanosis of the skin, also of the that of the mucous membranes. The hair becomes becomes darker, and there are multiple lentigines and longitudinal pigmented bands in the nails. Means the skin and the appendages all will be hyperpigmented. Diffuse hyperpigmentation of the skin, mucous membrane, hair, nails, and also multiple lentigines in Nelson syndrome. There will be high level of beta MSH, ACTH levels in the plasma, and it will correlate with the clinical hyperpigmentation, means greater the pigmentation, greater would be the level of beta MSH and vice versa. The differentials include all those causes of the acquired diffuse hyperpigmentation discussed earlier.